May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 334. Behold, from the desert of sin, the world and the curse of the law, a fair one, whose garments are clean, does with her beloved withdraw. Retiring from thence she appears, dejected and often complains, surrounded with sorrows and fears, yet on her beloved she leans. 334.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God, the Gospel according to John, chapter 5. The Gospel according to John, chapter 5. After this, that is, of course, the Lord's second miracle, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is it which saith unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus, and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. And all men should honour the Son, even as they honour the Father. He that honoureth not the Son honoureth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he beareth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man. But these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. The Father himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape, and ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent him, ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. I receive not honour from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another cometh in his own name, him will ye receive. How can ye believe, which receive honour one of another, and seek not the honour that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? The latter part, friends, of that chapter is most solemn. It is indeed. May we heed what we've read. May the Lord bless his word and grant us that much needed help in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, we bow before thee, Lord, now. Do grant us, Lord, solemn feeling and exercise of need to call upon thee. O Lord, we are feeling thee so insufficient for these things, Lord. We do not keep and carry a stock in hand, Lord. We do need fresh oil, Lord. Oh, we do need thee to come and grant to us, Lord, of thy Holy Spirit's leading and teaching, that as we are gathered here tonight, we may be favoured, profited in a spiritual way, And Lord, this may be for the sole purpose to redound to thy honour and glory, to worship our God is the purpose we have come for, Lord. And if we are sincere in it, Lord, we need to beg of thee for help. Oh, we seek grace to help, Lord, in time of need. Lord, we beg of thee, do come and be in our midst. Lord, thou knowest the sacred things we've been singing, Lord. Oh, what a sacred, blessed theme. And oh, Lord, the blessing of it all. That fair one, thy spouse, thy church, thy people, Lord, as they are all seen and set in that example of the fair one coming up from the wilderness. Lord, thou knowest there are those of us here we prove and know this to be. Our life's experience, a wilderness we travel round. And we hope we're coming up from it, Lord, by grace. To thee, O Lord, oh, we humbly hope we have that object, oh, that prize before us of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, we beg tonight we may be favoured as we gather here. We may know thy sacred presence with us. We may know that holy peace that comes in those blessed ways of thy gracious kindness and love and mercy, of thy dispensing thy favours. Oh, that poor sinners may know the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. May we be seeking with earnestness, Lord, for those blessed favours we touched upon this morning, of thy wonderful love and grace. Oh, Lord, as one has prayed that we might be blessed in the wonders of thy grace, the wonders of redeeming love. Lord, do favour us here tonight in these blessed ways. Lord, we pray we may feel indeed, as we were led to acknowledge this morning, the blessed preciousness of our Lord and Saviour. May the dear younger friends, Lord, and each and every one who are brought into concern by the work of the Spirit, may they feel, may we each know and feel the blessedness, the preciousness of thee, the Lord, the Lamb of God. Lord, we shall never forget the privilege of singing in the church here that theme, Lord, Lamb of God, we fall before thee, humbly trusting in thy cross. Lord, we pray we may so fall before thee tonight. Oh, we may bow, we may come low. We may bow at thy footstool. We may come by faith to the cross and bow there at the foot of the cross, to creep there beside thee, Lord, there and view that scene of matchless grace, Jesus in the sinner's place. Oh, Lord, this is what each one thy people need to know and be favoured with. Lord, they might know the favour that thou dost show, so grant and show, and give witness of thy sufferings and death. Lord, then to also consider and know the wonderful victory, thy glorious resurrection. He rose again for his people's justification. Lord, we pray we may be blessed to know thee and consider thee, and to feel the blessed Spirit testifying of Christ tonight, the Lord, the Lamb. O Lord, so bless souls. May there be a true coming up. May there be indeed that blessed leaning on our beloved. Lord, we're in a vale of tears. Oh, we know the wilderness journey. And oh, Lord, this is so much what we need. To know that total reliance which is depicted by the leaning upon thee, the Lord. The Lord, our Saviour. O Lord, do so come, we pray. O blessedly give witness by the Holy Spirit thy presence here tonight. May we know that holy peace that comes with a feeling sense of thy holy blessed presence. Lord, do so come to each one, each soul that is alive unto thee by thy grace. May they be also blessed with liveliness and exercise and longing desire to know and taste redeeming love. Lord, so bless the friends. Suit a blessing to each case. It may be with some, Lord, they need to know thy love in thy chastening them. Lord, thou knowest what is needed. Lord, we have many, many sins to confess. We feel much mourning and sorrow of heart over our sins. Lord, we pray that if sin hangs heavy on any soul tonight, there may be a real earnestness for the favour to receive a full release. Lord, this will be given in earnest if thou art working by the Spirit in such and for such, for their good and for thy glory. We pray, Lord, ask that cases may be met according to thy perfect knowledge and understanding of them, Lord. We beg thee so to meet the cases, suit a blessing to each case. Lord, we pray thou wilt lead thy people on. Lord, we feel to need it personally, thee to lead us on. We might not be left to stagnate or stand still, or even solemnly we tremble to think we may look back. May our eyes be looking right on. May we have the grace to heed the exhortation in the Proverbs. Let thine eyelids look straight before thee, thine eyes look right on, and ponder the path of thy feet, let all thy ways be established. Lord, we pray for this, to be so blessed with grace, and grace to persevere, and grace to endure. Lord, as one has mentioned it and pleaded it in prayer, Lord, seeking grace to endure to the end. Oh, we feel so much to need it. But Lord, there is said in thy word, they that endure to the end shall be saved. And Lord, oh, we pray that tonight we may know this favour, even the favour of the blessed graces of the Spirit in exercise. May faith with hope and love be in exercise in thy dear people. May we each personally know this favour, Lord. We pray for those younger in the way. There are those, Lord, some who have been so blessed and favoured. We are sure of it. And there are those, Lord, from time to time who are unable to make testimony of it. And Lord, we are thankful that we have been witnesses of thy appearing when those that have been blessed have been constrained by thy love to follow thee and put thee on by an open profession. Lord, we would be very careful in preaching these things and setting these things forth, knowing it is and must be solely the work of the Holy Spirit. But Lord, we pray that we may be personally each of us concerned regarding our profession and how we are living, Lord, and how we are living, whether it is, may it be, very closely questioned whether we are personally living and professing thy name with a single eye to thy glory. May, as we are blessed with benefits, may our concern be to give thee all the glory, to show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvellous light. May we, Lord, remember that we are called to this, for here we have no continuing city, for we seek one that is out of sight, that is out of the natural eyesight, but we look forward by faith. And so, Lord, as we depend so much, so completely, so fully, as thou dost teach us and show us more and more of our utter, total dependence upon thee, Lord, May we be very ready and exercised to give thee the glory, to bless thee. Lord, that as the apostle was led into these things, Lord, of important conduct of thy people, and to so exhort for this, that thy people should take up their cross and follow thee, and Lord, be not forgetful hearers, but doers of the works. And Lord, we pray that thus we may be concerned for this, and not neglect these things of thy commandments, of thy exhorting us and commanding us, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Lord, do grant us the grace, the enabling grace thus to do, that we may live to thy praise. Lord, as we consider our short lives, Lord, with some that are young, it may be they have a picture of many years before them, but if thou art working in their hearts to teach them, Lord, they will also know it is, Lord, that thou art fast going on and leading them on. And Lord, we do not, none of us know what a day may bring forth. We do not know the number of our days. We are not able to know them. Thou dost not reveal this. Only on those special cases and occasions in the words it's revealed, as it was to one, our lad, unto thy days, 15 years. But Lord, that was a particular special case recorded in thy word. Lord, may we be concerned that we may use our days, our hours, our moments to thy glory. May we not be neglectful in praise. But, O Lord, do draw it out of us, we pray. Give us a true spirit of worship and praise. We may be in that favour led into it to be prepared for thy high praises to be sung forever and ever in that land of pure delight where saints immortal reign. So, Lord, prepare us. Oh, prepare us for that great day, Lord, to stand before thy face. And oh, if we are hoping and praying and begging to be prepared for that great day, thou wilt wash us in the Saviour's blood and take our sins away. Oh, may we in equal exercise and love to thee be seeking to be prepared to sing thy praises. If we have hope of heaven, hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, oh Lord, then the employ forever in glory will be in thankfulness, honour and praise of our God for all thy wonderful loving kindness, thy goodness here known in time. Lord, we pray so prepare us, Lord, for all thy will, whatever may appear. Lord, we pray for the afflicted friends. We think particularly of those that we know of who have affliction. Our mind is toward a dear friend who we love in thy name, even dear Mr. Christian, who knoweth his accident, he suffered, so-called, we know nothing comes by chance. But Lord, we pray for our friend. Oh, that thou wilt afford that means and purpose to his help, Lord. We know not whether that needed operation has taken place yet. But Lord, we do pray that thou wilt, as a good physician, appoint the means and use the means and give the skill, Lord, that he may be attended to, Lord. And oh, do be very near him. Oh, stem the whirlwind of his mind if he's troubled with that. And his dear one, Myrtle, do so be very near them, Lord. Oh, support them, comfort them, Lord. May it even be sanctified by thy grace to be a blessed time. Oh, the pain, the affliction, the trouble, the suddenness of it coming. But Lord, we know thou canst bring good out of it. And Lord, we know and believe, Lord, and acknowledge with thy people that this is our communion in part, that we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. We pray for our friend, Lord, that we'll be very near him and help him and bless means for his good. Bless the friends who feel, Lord, affected by it. The dear godly pastor and fellow deacons, Lord, who knoweth how they will feel it and be troubled at this thy stroke, Lord. O Lord, O may we bow to thy sovereign will in all these things. Lord, we think of others afflicted and those in illness, Lord. We remember them, Lord. Thou knowest have those on our mind to pray for, and others do here, who are in affliction and some in trouble and distress. Lord, we pray for thy grace, that gracious favour of supporting grace, of comfort, and thy being very near, thy upholding goodness, and that thou wilt bless means for healing where it's needed. Lord, we pray thus, sanctify all these things in thy people's pathways for their eternal good. May it be that there shall be with thy dear people the favour known of thee, nevertheless afterward, that yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. Some present with us here who have been in deep affliction, we believe we have witnessed in part, Lord, the favours they've known. Lord, we seek to know and see it more and praise thee together for thy favour of hearing prayer and granting grace and help in time of need. Some present, Lord, have walked the deep powers of affliction. Some have been near the gates of death, but thou hast in great mercy restored. Lord, thou knowest those that are present here who will acknowledge it humbly and with thankfulness that thou didst raise them up even from the gates of death. Lord, it is that thy holy will is so sovereign, perfect, free, wonderful. Oh Lord, we must acknowledge it, and that not one soul, not one of thy people can pass thee gates of death till there the warrant sign. Lord, we pray to be prepared for that great day, for death and for the judgment day, to stand before thee, Lord, not in our own righteousness, which we know and tremble to acknowledge would be totally to completely fail us, but Lord, may we be brought to know and be blessed that we shall stand bold in that great day, as one said, bold shall I stand in that great day. For who or to my charge shall lay, since through thy blood, his blood absolved I am from sin's tremendous curse and shame. This is what we each need, Lord. We pray for it. Thou wouldst so bless souls with it, to prepare us, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Hear us for our country once more, dear Lord. We bear our poor homeland before thee. Thou knowest the dreadful state we're in. Oh, the state of fallen, state in degradation and wickedness. We have sunk so low. Lord, oh, we do grieve over it. And Lord, too, as we live and are concerned regarding some in our families, Lord, who have become so worldly and taken up with this wicked, deceitful, dying world, oh, we pray to save them. And oh, in mercy, look upon England still. Dear Lord, do not enter into thy strictest judgments with us. We are under thy judgments, and we tremble to acknowledge them, Lord. And, O Lord, as thy word says, judgment must begin at the house of God. May we examine ourselves regarding how we are living in England, if we are just comfortable and settled and unconcerned, then there is much sin lays at our door of neglectfulness. even that we do not let our light shine before man, as thou hast commanded us to. Lord, we do pray, help we beg. In mercy, favour us, stir us up, give us, Lord, to be earnest in real zeal for the truth, for thy wonderful teaching in thy word of what is right and what is wrong. Lord, may we be in exercise and diligence for these things, and oh, be like Daniel, to so show what we believe, to make the stand, speak and testify the Bible is true, and we have departed from it in England, and this must cause us to reap the whirlwind, as we are so doing so much, and we shall so much more and more, as we go down and down. Oh, how solemn. We pray, have mercy, deal with our rulers, work in them if it could please thee. Turn them round, Lord. Cause thy voice to be heard. Sway thy sceptre over our parliament. Make men and women tremble there at the voice of the living God, if it could please thee, Lord. Hear us for these things. Oh, Lord, come now. Help us to leave all things, all natural and providential things, though we know we would not be left to be unmindful of many providential mercies, but Lord, we seek spiritual exercise. We seek to be led by the Spirit tonight. So come, we pray for this. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 92. Who is this fair one in distress that travels from this wilderness, oppressed with sorrows and with sins, on her beloved Lord she leans. Number 92.
And I would again direct you to the seventh chapter in the book of Revelation, the seventh chapter, and reading verses 11 and 12 here tonight. We may consider things further around that subject of blessing and honour, and those further statements of that employ of saints in glory, worshipping God around the throne. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and might be unto our God for ever and ever. Are we being prepared, friends, for that song in glory that shall be sung forever and ever before the throne unto our God? You know, those things of the experience of what we've been singing are most sacred and blessed. They are most wonderful if we know the favour of them. Yes, we are. Oh, if we are being so taught and blessed by grace, we are coming up from the wilderness. We will be leaning upon our beloved. He is made so precious to his people, object of my first desire, Jesus crucified for me. All to happiness aspire, only to be found in thee. You know, the Lord being by the Spirit's teaching made so precious to his people. Oh, his people know his love and love him so much. He is so precious. And it is upon all what he has done that makes him so adorable, so wonderful to his people. For he has suffered unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh, he has bled and died. We've been singing of that wonderful redemption. We've been singing of what is acknowledged further here as we read down this chapter concerning those home in glory. What are these and whence came they? What are these that are arrayed in white robes and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, friends, I want to speak lovingly, faithfully, and that you might consider it personally. Are you, by the grace of God, brought into the blessed favour of this? Is the Lord so working in you to give you to know your need of salvation, revealing to you there is but one way, and that redemption that is so important that you need to know your interest in to be redeemed by Jesus' blood redeemed, it is solely and wholly and completely that we might be favoured to know we're found in him, that he has so given, shed his holy blood for payment for our sins, they might be blotted out, put away, and that God the Father may accept us in his beloved Son. I believe the secret of redemption is being, by God's wonderful grace, favoured to know we are bought back by God. God will so solemnly impress upon us that we have sold ourselves away from God. Oh, we have, friends. By our sins we have sold ourselves away from God. We're guilty in such a way we've sold ourselves away. But God, if he loves us, must recover us, friends. Now, do you know this? Is this that great concern you have? Am I so saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation? So recovered by God's sovereign grace? Oh, have I been brought, favoured, taught of the Spirit to know that this way alone can I be saved? Oh, recovered by God, by Christ. Redeemed. Oh, God's payment for me. Paid the price. He's paid that great price for my redemption. Even the shedding of his holy blood in payment for my sins. Oh, to know he bore in his own body our sins on the tree. To have the seal of the Spirit that this is done for me. And it is that in this way we shall be prepared to sing the praises of God, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. It must be given us to know it and begin to praise God in this way. Here on earth, is the Lord so working in you? Remember me, we brought it as a point to be considered personally by us each. Are we being so taught of God in this way? To know our great need of this, of these favours. To know, seriously, to consider and know, under and through conviction of sin, and the law condemning us, that we are guilty, that we are deservers of eternal punishment by God for our sins. God, to know and acknowledge before God, he would be perfectly just to cast us away and punish us forever in hell for our sins. But friends, to be so relying, remember we acknowledge what we've sung, that one leaning on her beloved, relying on him. Oh, having no hope but in Christ. Oh, in the wilderness. You see, in the wilderness, if we're taught and know wilderness experiences under the teaching of the Holy Spirit, what is there in the wilderness? There's nothing. Nothing else. Nothing can help. Nothing to draw upon. Nothing to rest upon. Nothing can we receive, no comfort, no safety but in him. Oh, but the soul that is blessed with faith, to lean upon her beloved, as the blessed fair one did. Friends, it come very blessedly to me to hear you singing those two hymns, because God spoke to me once, with divine power, saying to me, thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. And you know, the Spirit so applied, it sealed it to my heart. My sins were gone. And oh, I know what it is to be thus a fair one. For these fair ones are washed in the blood of Christ, clothed in his righteousness. They are made spotless and pure. They are blessed with full forgiveness of sins. They know pardon and peace, which comes and is sealed to them with the seal of the blood of the Lamb. They are so favoured, these fair ones. But they're in the wilderness. They're travelling on. They're still in Meshach's discouraging land. They are on pilgrimage through this vale of tears, but they are coming up, and they are relying upon their dear, beloved Lord. Oh, is this how you are? Is it how you are, friends? You know how it's put here. Oh, what are these and whence came they? These that are arrayed in white robes, whence came they? These are they that came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. What a prospect. And John, oh how wonderful, how sacred, how holy, the holy wonder of it, friends, that the Lord in his holy purposes of mercy and love and goodness to his people, he's given John this revelation and recorded in his word this holy divine revelation. Oh, it's a blessed glimpse into heaven if the Spirit so favours to know and understand it and so view it by faith. Oh, that there in heaven there are those before the throne who are clothed in white robes. They are blessed with all the wonderful favours of God's grace, and they are home in heaven. And all we can bring in a way of thought and consideration is, what must it be to be there? Friends, it is such a blessed prospect God gives to his people. At moments of favour, they are granted in the eye of faith this favour to view it personally and humbly hope that we, by God's saving grace, shall be found there. Oh, to be there at last, there home in glory. And God will sanctify his people as they journey on, sanctifying trials and tribulations, causing all things to work together for their good, and for those that love God and are the called according to his purposes. Purposes to have them all home in glory, as we have the glimpse of this in the word here, as God gives us to understand it. And so, as God will have every one of his people home in glory in such a blessed state before the throne to worship God forever and to know this great favour and be in wonder and praise unto him, blessed in and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power, and might be unto our God forever. Amen. And oh, you want to begin in it, to know it here in your experience here, and have it as the prospect of what you will know to the full in glory forever and ever. So friends, to be brought to this, remember this morning we touched upon how God blesses his people, and we traced out that God will do in and according to his will, in whatever way and means he has purpose for each individual one. And he'll bring you to know, and begin to know and feel that strong affection which will fix your sight on God's beloved Son. It is known as the Lord by his Spirit works to convict and convince of sin in some measure and depth, and make that soul really know their need of being saved in the Lord. And as the Lord by the Spirit reveals his wonderful way of salvation, it is so attractive to those who feel and know their guilt before a holy God. You know, it's sinners can sigh, and none but they who precious is the Saviour. It's a wonderful favour, a blessing to be convinced of sin in early days of our lives, if it be God's will. We know, and as talking to our friend in the interval, we know God with some has a purpose to deepen his work and bring more solemn conviction as they are venturing on in the journey. But the Lord is sovereign how he deals with one and another. But it's true in the way of God that he will convince of sin and lead to Jesus' blood, and to our wondering view reveal the secret love of God. That is, to sum it up in a general way, although of course it's not a general way that is felt to be so by individual souls who are being taught by God. But the Spirit works. He works and he favours those God loves. He teaches them what they need to know, and he so brings them to rely entirely upon the Son of God and what he has done. And he is made so very precious there in the hearts and lives and affections of those that are born of the Spirit, who are being taught and led into the wonders of redeeming love. Oh, the wonders of redeeming love, friends. To think that in eternity before the world, God Jehovah devised the means, the way, whereby God would rescue rebel, ruined man, those he had set his love upon, a number which no man can number, that he will have for his eternal praise. And oh, in time to be favoured, to be found, to be among these, that God so works in to bring into the way of God, the way of grace. Oh, how humbling it is. Oh, why me, oh blessed God, why me, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? But oh, the wonder of it will be as God shows you, salvation is free to the worst of sinners. And that gives you hope. That's how you come to have the favour of good hope. Good hope through grace the saints possess. The fruits of Jesus' righteousness and by his Spirit given. God has given you to have good hope, because he's made you know your solemn state and case. And he's made you know the need to seek him while he may be feared. Call upon him in the day of trouble, to beg of him for mercy. And he's heard thy prayer. You mercy sought and mercy found. And he's given tokens of his love. And so he favours, goes on to bless. He does, friends. And oh, this favour of blessing causes you to so have your heart and soul expanded, set on fire with love divine, that you begin in time to bless the Saviour's name. Oh, it's a wonderful theme. Sometimes it's sung at the end of a service. Once more, before we part, we'll bless the Saviour's name. Oh, how important that is. And the dear people of God desire to do that, desire to be in the practice, the favour of it, the exercise of it, and to sing his praises in such a way to bless and praise God. Now, let us examine ourselves concerning this. How much real blessing and honour to God are we witnesses of, that God has so effectually worked in us to cause us to render praise as he requires us? He doesn't require it in any way to be for or enhance in any way our hope of salvation. There's no merit, nothing required of that kind. Jesus saves. He saved from hell. We bless his name and draws our wandering feet to heaven. He does it all. God does all the work of grace in his people. But as he blesses them, then they are so exercised and favoured that it causes them to bless God, to praise God, to give honour to God in thanksgiving and praise. Now, friends, how are we in this? Especially as you hope and pray to be led to Calvary there, to creep beside your Lord like a worm and see him bleed for you. And as he favours you to have a glimpse of him suffering on the cross for you, oh, does this so affect you to cause you to stand in wonder, love and praise before the Lord here on earth still, but oh, your heart full, set on fire by the love of Christ, to praise your God, to bless your Lord, to ascribe honour and glory to your God, as enabled by his grace. Now, friends, I feel so much, we are personally so much lacking in this. And oh, friends, it's part of the real conduct of the child of God that is neglected to be considered and spoken of. You know, we come so very short. We so come short of giving honour to our God. We come so short of praising our God. Oh, we know there are times when maybe in a cause, in a special service, a deacon will feel led to give out to sing in concluding the doxology. We hope there is some real purpose and reality in it. But you know, friends, oh, we need to have the doxology personally in exercise in us to praise God, and we should be concerned about it day by day. Oh, when we rise in the morning, to humbly consider the Lord has brought us safely through a night. He says in his word, he giveth his beloved sleep. Oh, I remember the late Mr. Oliver Pack, godly man he was, and he used to speak of sleep as the twin sister of death. How he used to speak tremblingly of how he felt regarding being asleep so near to death. And oh, if you know that as that godly man knew, you know you'll feel so thankful when you awake in the morning, brought through another night, still in the body, still have blessed hope, still can look forward and humbly trust you will be landed safe home at last in glory. As the Spirit is working in you, teaching you, revealing to you, making you solemnly aware, this is not your rest in this life, in this time state. You must come to the aeronautical of death, and oh, to be prepared. Prepare to die. Prepare to stand before your God. Prepare to meet your God. Prepare to stand before his face. How you know it as God's teaching you. Thy spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. And you pray in Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. You know, oh, it will have such a reality with it. The Holy Spirit leads you in these things to so solemnly, deeply consider life and death. Oh, how solemnly it's said in God's wise, perfect decree, life, death, and worlds unknown hang on his firm decrees. He sits on no precarious throne, nor borrowers leave to be. And this so solemn chain to his throne a volume stands, with all the fates of men drawn by the eternal pen. Oh, friends, everything's appointed. Where we shall be in time and eternity. Are we concerned about it? To be prepared for that great day. Is your prayer like this? Oh, my soul. Oh, prepare my soul for that great day. Wash me in the Saviour's blood. Take my sins away. And if you pray that in earnest and God answers your prayer and does prepare you, the way he'll prepare you is by so dealing with you, to wash you, to cleanse you, to bless you to know and make you clean. You know, those that were lepers, they needed to be made clean. Those that saw disease, they needed it healing. They needed healing, they needed cleansing. They needed shaving from the devils that were in them, the Lord to cast them out. Oh, how God's people need to be so dealt with by God and prepared by God. And oh, friends, for the real, true preparation, this is what you plead, nothing but thy blood, O Jesus. Yes, that's what you need. You need it applied. You need the seal of the Spirit of blood divine upon your soul, that you are so saved, cleansed, and clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Yes, this then will be your theme. The Lord preparing you on earth to sing it. Oh, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Amen at the beginning. Amen at the end. Oh, so let it be. May we be in the secret of it. May we be in the practice of it. May we be so prepared in singing God's praises here. Oh, to know and taste redeeming love and have our heart and very soul set on fire with the love of God. And so we sing his praises here. We honour the Lord in praise, thanksgiving. Lord, here the Lord blesses us here below. And so we begin that lasting song that shall be sung forever in heaven. You know the favour of it. We'll give you a solemn consideration of what you will be doing, how you will be using your time, the rest of your days as you go, as it were, on from the blessing. You know, God will make his people concerned if he blesses them. Those that are blessed to be set at gospel liberty, you know, there will be, I believe, under the effect of it, a very solemn, close consideration how they live their lives as they go on. You know, we are dreadfully, solemnly left to ourselves if when we are so blessed and favoured, we return like the sail to the wallowing in the mire. What a solemn part of the Word of God it is, a statement in the Word. How dreadfully solemn to be like a sail that returns to the wallowing in the mire after we've had the favour of the precious blood of Jesus applied. You know, oh, Satan's treachery, craft and spite and his temptations will bring us there if we are left to ourselves. May we lay to heart the solemnity of that we might be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Yes, if you have heard the preaching of the word of that subject, kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, may it be God's purpose to lead you deeper and wonderfully into how we are kept in the love of God and the patient waiting for Christ. Oh, to be kept in such a favour, to so live and to go on toward the end of our journey, living unto the Lord. May it be our prayer day by day that we shall may be enabled, we shall truly prove to be in the favour of living to God's praise. May all our works be praise. May we be concerned to consider this, how we live, how we go on, if God has blessed us, favoured us abundantly, like as we believe he has so set forth clearly in his word he will do for those he loves. He will bless them abundantly. You can go to various parts of the Word of God. There's that chapter which begins in that way regarding our sin. Oh, thy sins be red like crimson, and so on. And oh, how also we find in one of those chapters, O the Lord, oh, thy sins are such, so awful, so abhorrent, so horrible, so abominable. Yet, oh, the Lord will abundantly pardon. He will abundantly pardon. What a wonderful thing it is. Oh, these blessed favours in abundance of God's grace and favour, pardon and peace known and found through the blood of the Lamb, the people of God, favoured in these ways. Oh, they know and taste redeeming love, and so they are killed to render praise unto God, that the Lord, the Son of God, may receive the trophies of his sufferings in thanksgiving and praise, that this one and that one is so blessed. Their whole life and desire now is to live to his praise. Oh, to deny self and take up the cross and follow their Lord. Oh, is the Lord so precious to you that you do really find it within you a real earnest yearning desire to so live to his praise? Oh, are you so drawn by the love of Christ? Oh, are you so drawn by the cords of a man, even the dear Son of God, who gave his own life a ransom for many, whom you humbly hope he gave his life a ransom for you, paid the price, settled the debt of your great debt to God, when you'd sold yourself away from God, redeemed you, brought you back. It's wonderful, it's clear, and oh, so blessed in the figure of it, as we read concerning how Boaz was to redeem that piece of land. It was important in that purpose that he should have dear Ruth to be married to him. You know, the thing that Ruth was seeking was not just for the good of her body and gleaning in the fields of Boaz. She wanted Boaz. Oh, she was after Boaz. Oh, can you say, Jesus, my Boaz is? Oh, my strength and portion too. His word of grace, the precious field where I a gleaning go. Some of you that been in this, in the real, true, sacred sense of it, spiritually gleaning in the field of the heavenly Boaz. Oh, what anvils it contains, what strength and comfort gleaners get to recompense their pains, all the pains of guilt, of sin and grief. Oh, how you need them healed and recompensed. You need that healing. Seek my soul, no other healing but in Jesus' balmy blood. Oh, who then there, as it was important that Boaz should redeem and enter into that act of redemption, so the heavenly Boaz, he has given his own life, he's shed his holy blood, he has paid the price for the redemption of his church, and his dear people individually, personally are led into it to know and taste redeeming love. Oh, are there those, is there more here have been brought into this? Well, friends, we brought the word to you today in this part of the scriptures. We know it is a glimpse into heaven given to dear John regarding the number, that no man can number before the throne. And there they sang a new song before the throne. And that all in praise to the Lord, the Lamb, to God, worship God forever and ever before the throne of God. Oh, what a favour. The sweet theme of the children's hymn comes to me, around the throne of God in heaven. Thousands of children stand, children whose sins are all forgiven, are holy, happy man. And oh, are we being led into the need of it and the favour of it here in our experiences, in our pathways, our lives, and in our days, as God is teaching us, that we may be there? You know, there's a wonderful word, I think it's in one of the Psalms, where the Lord acknowledges through the psalmist, he says, the singers as well as the players on instruments shall be there. All our springs are in thee. Oh, this is so. Everything in Christ, all from above. Oh, God's love, a free favour, His grace, His mercy, His love. Oh, bought with a price, the Father, well pleased with the sacrifice of Christ, the child of God accepted in God's beloved Son. Oh, friends, how wonderful this, the wonderful gospel of the grace of God. Oh, how wonderful, how great, how full, how free. Simply this is so precious to us, isn't it? What makes the gospel so precious to me? It holds poor salvation so perfectly free. And may we truly begin to praise our God where we have the favour of hope in Christ. He is our Lord, our life, our all. Oh, our employ should be in the rest of our pilgrimage unto Him. Shall be all the glory unto Him, shall the gathering of the people be, all unto Him in praise, honour and glory. And when the Son is honoured, the Father's honoured too. Amen.
Last Lord's Day, which were for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association, was £910, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach on Tuesday, and Dr. Sadler next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. Let us now close with hymn number 18. Now to the Lord a noble song, awake my soul, awake my tongue. Hosanna to the eternal name, and all His boundless love proclaim. Number 18. Thank you.
Lord, who in mercy forgive anything they have seen amiss. Own and bless thy word, dear Lord. Bless the friends, oh, favour them, bless them, that they may live to thy praise. Help us each in this, we may be concerned for this. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us each. Amen.